Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I hope that you brought an open mind with you. That's all I can say. I hope you have an open mind for today's show because it may challenge you a little bit. And I like to do that on Spotlight Connecticut. We like to be challenged, and we like to think differently here on the show. But as always, we start off with our Spotlight Connecticut headlines. This is an important one. I thought that this was something that we really needed to have in here because this has really been dominating the news cycle for some time now, high energy prices. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong is pleased, yes, pleased, with some recent decisions from the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority at a time of soaring energy prices. He's been at odds recently with some of their decisions, but not this draft decision. Under the plan, Connecticut Natural Gas will see a $38.7 million decrease in revenue instead of the $19.7 million increase that they had requested. It is a similar story for Southwestern Connecticut Gas, which requested about a $43 million increase, but instead is going to see a $36.6 million decrease in revenue. Customers from either company are going to be saving about $12 to $13 per bill. Now, I know many people are saying, but that's not enough, but at least he's looking at this as a start. The Attorney General applauds the decision to cut the revenue, saying that the two utilities have overcollected millions of dollars from Connecticut families. The companies had said that the rate increases would have come with some low-income discount rates, among other initiatives. Yankee Gas is expected to make a request for an increase soon. So we'll have to keep following this. The real estate website Zillow is adding climate risk data to home listings in an apparent attempt to help home buyers consider the appropriate insurance and the cost of said insurance when buying. The climate factors include flooding, fire, wind, air, and heat concerns. But of course, don't forget about what happened almost 2 months ago now. We learned in Connecticut back in August that we cannot always predict what Mother Nature can bring. We can't. But at least this might be a helpful factor for people who are researching a home. You should be doing your due diligence anyway, but this should at least point you in a better direction than just not having a clue whatsoever. So that's on Zillow. The popular game show The Price is Right is bringing its casting call to Mohegan Sun. Now, I've always wondered how this kind of a thing works. I don't think I'm going to go and find out, but I've always been just kind of curious how these casting calls work. This is going to be held on Tuesday, October 22nd, from 2 until 6 in the afternoon at the Shops Concourse. Guests who love The Price is Right, am I raising my hand? They're invited to attend the casting call, in which they could be selected to play iconic games, spin the wheel, and compete for some fantastic prizes. Two lucky semifinalists are going to be picked, and then they'll travel to Los Angeles. I don't know if this has come to Connecticut in recent years. I'm assuming that in the existence of The Price is Right, going back to well into last century, I'm sure that they have been to Connecticut. I'm just not aware of it happening recently. I don't know where they do most of their casting calls, probably out in Los Angeles, maybe in New York. So I think this is exciting for folks who love The Price is Right here in Connecticut, who think that they can win, if The Price is Right, of course. Jill Dunn, the Jillinet matchmaker, has this singles update for us. She wants to hear from men between the ages of 75 and 85 in Southern Connecticut. So if you're in Southern Connecticut and you're a man between the ages of 75 and 85, this might be for you. Jill Dunn, of course, she's been on Spotlight Connecticut before, and we do these singles updates on Spotlight Connecticut because we realize how difficult it is to make new connections in this digital world. So she wants to know if you're a man in that age range, if you're intelligent, affectionate, independent, a good communicator, if all of those things are you, this might be your match. Her client that she's trying to help, whose initial is J, is described as active, outgoing, social, and empathetic. She loves gardening, spending time in nature, snorkeling, and cooking. Golf is her passion. There's something for everybody out there, isn't there? If that sounds like a match to you, all you've got to do is reach out to Jill at hello@jillinet.com, and she'll be able to help you out with that. Coming up this week on Spotlight Connecticut, it's a wild one. Literally, the story of the Winstead Wild Man and the man trying to find traces of that Connecticut Bigfoot legend nearly 130 years after his first appearance in Litchfield County.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Welcome back to Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080. Perhaps an abnormal show for this afternoon, but it's an interesting one. And I hope that you open up your minds a little bit, if nothing more for a good story, but perhaps to inspire the next person to go looking for one of Connecticut's biggest Bigfoot mysteries. This takes us back to the 1800s, the Winstead Wild Man. Now this, we'll get into the history of this in just a moment. But what really caught my eye, what really wanted me to do this show, I got a message from a listener. And I could tell that this guy wasn't just trying to snow me. I could tell that this guy was a regular listener of WTIC, and not just WTIC, but my show, because he was able to describe certain aspects of my show. You know, some people, they send me some pitches, but it doesn't seem to be that they have a clue what goes on here on Spotlight Connecticut. They don't seem to know much about me. But I got an email from Jeff Messenger of Barkhamsted, who was able to convince me that he is a regular of the station and of my show. And then he said, I've got an idea, if you're open to it. And I can understand, Morgan, if you're not going to be open to it. And he goes on to tell me about the Winstead Wild Man, which I kind of knew a little bit about. But that's not what caught my ear and my eye. What he said was that he's hunting for him, and that he's recorded sounds, and that he's done interviews with other witnesses out in Litchfield County. This isn't just a hobby. This is a guy who's really trying to get some kind of an answer. I don't know what answer necessarily. We're going to find out this hour. My guest is Jeff Messenger. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much, Morgan.
And thank you for coming on. Absolutely. Happy to have you here.
This is very exciting to be on this station. I'm a lifelong fan. When I was a young boy, I would listen to Bob Steele before going to school.
Oh, my goodness. And I bet you were hoping that there'd be some school cancellation announcements in there, yes?
Oh, yes. Always hoping for that.
How'd I guess? Well, you know, Jeff, when you were a kid, other than listening to Bob Steele, I guess that you heard the tale at a very young age about the Winstead Wild Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a very frightening tale for me. Playing outside around sunset, I remember brothers, cousins, maybe friends. All they would have to do is say, you better get inside before it gets dark, or the Winstead Wild Man's going to nab you. And that pretty much scared the living daylights out of me at the time.
Oh, that's enough to scare a young kid, sure.
And I also grew up on the legend of Boggy Creek, which was a drive-in theater sensation during the 70s. So, yeah, I was very much into the topic. You know, we're always attracted to that which scares us, I think.
And trying to find answers about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just needing to understand. And generally the whole realm of the mysterious and the paranormal. As a teenager, I knew the family of Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Famous here in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. And I knew they were sincere. I knew their sincerity, and I knew there's all sorts of wild and crazy things going on in this world. So I've always had an open mind.
You know, Jeff, when you say sincerity, I think it's important that we highlight that, because a lot of people wouldn't take this seriously. A lot of people would kind of joke around and maybe use this kind of opportunity to laugh a little bit. And look, I get it. I understand that. But they approach these stories with all of their heart. And I think that you also approach this with a healthy level of skepticism and curiosity and interest, and while being fair, not just using this as an opportunity to tell some silly stories.
Exactly. Now, when I first started doing this during the COVID shutdowns, researching the topic and searching the woods, I was very skeptical that such phenomena, like we're used to the Pacific Northwest and the Bigfoot stories there.
Sure.
Very skeptical that a very populated area like here, northwestern Connecticut, southwestern Massachusetts, that we could have such activity.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Jeff, let me ask you something here. So you're starting this hunt for the Winstead Wild Man or some kind of Bigfoot creature in Litchfield County during the COVID lockdown era of 2020. I think your job was on hold and you didn't have nothing else to do, so you decided to do this, right?
Right. I had some free time anyhow.
Oh, sure. You had some free time and you wanted to do this. But if you go back to your childhood, right, when you're hearing about the Winstead Wild Man, there's a big gap between that and what's now the COVID 2020 era when you're actually out there doing this search. So my question to you, was this a curiosity that had been burning within you for all of these years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
I had always read books on the topic. I was very much in the mainstream of Bigfoot research, which it would be reflected in shows like Finding Bigfoot, for example.
Okay.
And usually these searches are limited to, as I said, the Pacific Northwest, where people kind of expect this kind of thing to be sighted. I always thought the Winstead Wild Man was like an urban myth, something that people enjoyed repeating and entertaining themselves with. The author, Lewis Stone, who wrote The Winstead Wild Man, went on to write very fanciful tall tales for the newspapers, like a chicken that laid red, white, and blue eggs on the 4th of July, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, he became known for colorful, off tall tales.
As far as the Winstead Wild Man, just to mention here for a moment, this did get some major press in its day back in the 1895. Could you talk a little bit about just briefly what happened and how the New York Times, among all outlets, picked up on this?
Actually, the first report was 1891 in the New York Times.
Okay.
And these were passengers on a stagecoach that were riding through the town of Colebrook, which is just west of Winston, Connecticut. And they saw what they believed was a wild, hairy, wild man or a gorilla, either or, run across the road, stand up on the side of the road, yell, and run across the field.
Then the first selectman of Winstead had a sighting.
Yes, selectman Riley Smith. He was picking, I believe it was blueberries in a berry patch, with his little pet dog by his side. And while they were picking berries, out came a hair-covered, six-foot-tall man, screaming out of the bushes, leaping very athletically, screamed at him and his dog. The dog was terrified. He was terrified. And then he went leaping into the woods and ran off.
Okay.
And this became a big mystery to the people. Like, is this an insane person that, you know, escaped from a hospital? Is this possibly an escaped gorilla that you just described as a hairy man? You know, this is the era of the wild men in the news media. They did a lot of wild men stories across the country, actually. And Riley Smith's sighting triggered a massive manhunt. Over 200 residents, armed to the teeth, went combing through the woods of Colebrook.
But found nothing.
Yeah, and found nothing except for footprints. They did report footprints.
So this was ultimately more or less debunked?
Pretty much. In the years ensuing, I mean, there were further sightings. But in the years ensuing, the Winstead Wild Man became like fodder for humor. As a matter of fact, in 2010, the Winstead newspaper Register Citizen ran a story on the historic accounts of the Wild Man. And they ended the story with the sentence that if anyone has a sighting, to report it, and that they won't laugh. And then they added the word much.
Okay. So they're saying something right there. All right. So now 125, 130 years has passed, Jeff. My guest, by the way, Bark Hampstead resident Jeff Messenger, looking for the Winstead Wild Man, remnants or ancestors of the Winstead Wild Man, all of those kinds of things. So you're out there on your quest looking to find the Winstead Wild Man.
Yes.
How do you approach this kind of a task, right? What is it that you're out to do? Obviously find the guy, but how are you going to do that? Do you have cameras? Do you have recording devices? Where do you go? So where do you begin this research process?
Well, I sort of start from the baseline that to do with paranormal research. You have an EMF detector for naturally occurring EMF fields. You have a digital camera, a film camera, and you have a digital audio recorder. And always keep these things on hand because the way I understand it, you know, a story is a story is a story. But if you have something to back it up, if you have something to share and moves it to the next level. Now, people can say, well, yeah, sure, but film and pictures and audio, that can all be faked. It can be faked, but it's still better to have it than not to have it.
It's something. Well, you do happen to have a lot of audio here. And we are a little close to the break, so if we have to stop the conversation, then so be it. But I'm going to play one of the clips, and then we'll do some more when we get back from the break, Jeff, okay? So this one is vocal and wood knock, another odd vocal with a knock on a tree. That's what you labeled this as. It's 7 seconds long.
Right.
I'll play it maybe twice so people could listen, and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
Thank you.
Okay, at a second time. All right, we are a little tight on time here, Jeff, but how do you go about convincing people that that wasn't something that you doctored? You know, what was your methodology? Did you just let this recorder go out there and you recorded 12 hours at a time until you went out the next day? And I guess maybe you can't make everybody happy or convince everybody, but you did record that.
Yes. I do leave recorders in certain areas. No one knows where I am. No one knows what I'm doing.
So it's controlled.
These areas, they're controlled areas. They're non-remarkable. They're not near homes. They're not near hiking trails or campgrounds. So they're obscure, wooded areas. And no one knew what I was doing and where I was. So say someone would want to prank me, they would have to have awareness.
If you reach out to me through social media, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, or Instagram at MC News Talk, you can share your thoughts with me on the Winstead Wildman and related stories. Or maybe you have a show idea yourself. I always welcome those, too. You never know when I will want it on, so just send me the idea, and when the time is right, if it's right, we'll do it, okay? Morgan.Cunningham@Odyssey.com, AUDACY. Now, that was how Jeff Messenger in Barkhamsted reached out to me. He said, Morgan, you ever hear about the Winstead Wild Man? Well, I'm looking for him and his ancestors, and I'm looking for people who have similar stories, and I'm out in the woods in Litchfield trying to find this guy. And I'm recording sound clips like this. Jeff, you're back on the line now. You're on Spotlight Connecticut. So these recordings that you're out making, you share them online and you get other people who report similar findings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had a woman contact me whose brother lived here and worked in Barkhamsted, around the Barkhamsted Reservoir. And he would have visual encounters. Unfortunately, the brother has since passed away from cancer. But, very compelling story. And, like, 1 mile from where I live. So, you get to meet people. You get to hear their stories. There's a man in Norfolk who wrote a book, which I bought, called The One Who Runs and Hides, about his encounters.
You tell me, Jeff, okay, you're no longer skeptical of this, correct?
No, because I myself have seen what I can't explain, what you would consider a human-type shape, but dark, covered in hair.
Okay.
You know, at a distance, ducking behind a log, hiding, and then peeking back up.
But why hide? Why hide? I think that's the famous question, whether we're talking about aliens and Area 51 or the Winstead Wild Man 130 years ago in Winstead, Connecticut, that's still getting a lot of interest to this day. Why do they hide?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I believe they see us as a threat. They see us as a dangerous species, if you will. They have maybe encountered hunters, and they know we can be a dangerous people to reckon with. It sort of touches on the title of that book, The One Who Runs and Hides, which comes from a Native American lore, Native American terminology.
I'm going to play another audio clip here, something that you can't explain. This one is called Vocal Mech, Unknown Source While Walking in the Woods. Here's the clip. It's 5 seconds.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So do you hear that there? It's about maybe 2 seconds into the clip. There's just something that goes, meh. Okay, so you're out walking in the woods, Jeff.
You can't explain
the sound.
Right by a brook, you can hear the water running. There's no wildlife visible. There are no frogs. There's nothing making any noise. There's not even any birds singing. And out of the blue, I heard it as well, came this apparent rough vocal sound. And it says, Mech. I have no idea where it was. It was kind of a generalized sound. But there's a lot of undergrowth in the forest, a lot of undergrowth where they could be crouched down. I have no idea.
You hear the mech. What do you do?
Well, you keep recording. You keep walking. You keep looking around. Unless, of course, you're feeling threatened. Now, there was one occasion where I heard a tree pushed over. Now, it wasn't a windy day. There was no wind or any natural causes.
When you say that, the tree just didn't naturally fall. How do you know it was pushed?
Yeah, it could be that it just naturally fell. Now, that would be an extremely rare event, but it could be that. But when I heard this tree falling, I took it as a clear sign not to go in that direction, just to be safe.
I have another clip of yours here, Jeff. Let's see. This one is called Odd Vocal, Just Odd, recorded in the middle of the night in the forest. And one more time. Kind of sounds like a bear to me.
Oh, it could be, possibly. Maybe if it's chewing. I'm not sure. It's kind of a wahoo, 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 wahoo. It's sort of that kind of sound. Now, I'm used to black bears. We have so many bears here in Bar Campstead. I kind of call it Bear Campstead instead of Bar Campstead.
Yeah, they're your neighbors, really.
Yeah, they're just constant. And I do have many encounters with bears, and I'm well used to the sounds they make. And usually it's the typical black bear sound. They'll huff, they'll snort, or they might give out that typical black bear groan. You know the groan I'm talking about, that, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that's typical for the sounds they make.
Do you have video cameras or motion-activated cameras that record in conjunction with these recording devices? So theoretically, maybe, because that sounded pretty close. It sounded like a close proximity to your recording device. So how do you know, or did you get to verify, I should say, any kind of sighting with that odd vocal?
You know, that's the rub. That's the hard part. Because when it comes to camera traps, game cameras, they are apparently aware of these devices, and they actually take them off trees. And on occasion, they might destroy them.
Did that ever happen to you?
Yes. Yes, I've had a camera taken off a tree once. And then I thought it'd be real clever, and I buried the majority of the camera and connected it to an external battery that gave it more runtime. They dug up the camera and disconnected the wires from the external battery.
So you just can't win, can you?
No. So somebody could say, well, obviously someone's following you around and pranking you. I can't prove I'm not being pranked, but I'm pretty sure there's nobody following me around because no one knew what I was doing.
Statistically, you're out in the woods of Litchfield County. There's a lot of woods there. People likely aren't going to come across your recording devices.
Right, right. Now, I did read that bears and other animals may smell batteries and are attracted to them. And many people have had game cameras ripped down by bears. So I try to be logical and skeptical. So when I put out the evidence, I put it out as unknowns, right? I'm not saying 100% Bigfoot, Sasquatch, or a wild man. It's out there as unknowns. I believe it's unusual enough to share, though.
So you're saying that these are not necessarily recordings of the Winstead wild man or any ancestors thereof?
Right, right. I'm saying they had the possibility of being that.
Okay.
Because, you know, I research animal sounds constantly off the net, and I try to match them.
Here's a good story. You were in northern Connecticut, I believe by the Massachusetts line, and you were doing interviews with witnesses.
Yes.
You know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You came across a lady who believes that she saw a Bigfoot-type creature.
Yeah, yeah, it was a window that was fairly high off the ground on the back of her living room.
And she was looking out and saw something looking in?
And she said towards the top of the window, there was a massive pair of shoulders, a silhouette, and a head looking in at her. And she could see the eyes. But she believed that the face was totally hair-covered. Was it a black bear? Well, when I went to that window to measure the height, it was over 8 feet. It would have had to be over 8 feet tall.
Does she go on to report this to, say, police or to her family? I mean, does she just keep this to herself and then just tells you one day?
She did share it with a couple of her kids. And kind of got laughter, right? So, you know, when people are used to encountering laughter or, oh, well, you must have been dreaming or that sort of thing, they won't take it serious. And, you know, I myself tend not to take stories like that serious. I'm like, well, she's elderly. Maybe she was half asleep, you know. So I went to investigate her home and searched.
She let you place a recording device.
Yes, I put recording devices in her backyard. And I started to record those odd, bizarre sounds that I would catch in the forest.
All right, I will play one of them. This is called Vibration, recorded in the yard of the back of the home that reported the 8-foot-tall creature looking into the home. And one more time. Okay, Jeff, what do you make of that? Do you classify that as another unknown?
That's an unknown. Now, it's extremely deep, and the recorder was sitting inside a barbecue grill, and whatever made the sound was apparently bent over the barbecue grill, and you can actually get a sense of the metal vibrating as it spoke. So whatever is doing this has got an extremely deep vibrating voice, that, like if you put a subwoofer speaker on something, and it's going to vibrate, you know.
People might just say, particularly in that area, and I'm not saying that this is true or not, that that's just a bear rummaging for food.
It's possible. Once again, I haven't heard bears make that kind of sound, but I suppose it's in the realm of possibility. That same evening, though, there was a slap on the side of the house. And that's generally, you know, bears may swat, but they generally don't slap.
What's the difference between a swat and a slap?
Well, a swat is abrupt. It's usually in response to something like bugs or what have you is annoying the bear. A slap is more of a deliberate, like, it's as if a human came up to the house and gave it a good slap.
A good?
You know. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
A good?
Yeah.
Figured I'd do some raw sound effects there for the audience.
Sort of like a Will Smith slap.
Ooh. Oh, all right. Jeff Messenger is my guest. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC. Now, what is he doing with all of this research? Well, he's putting it online for me and you.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Finishing up our Spotlight Connecticut this afternoon with Jeff Messenger of Mark Hampstead, who is on a quest to try to get some kind of an answer, some kind of a definitive answer, folks, on the Winstead Wildman. But he can't do it alone. What are you doing with all of this research that you're doing, right? You're coming on talk shows. You're coming, you're going out in the woods and you're recording these wild sounds and you're doing interviews with people who may or may not have had these kinds of experiences themselves. What are you looking to do with all of this?
Well, I'm hoping to raise awareness. Now, if someone is extremely skeptical and don't buy any of this for a second, then, you know, don't waste your time with it. If you're open-minded at all about it, come join my group. Help me out. I'm looking for members and contributors.
You think that there are people out there just like you looking for this as well?
Oh, yeah. People love a good mystery. Now, at first, of course, they have to think it's possible, and that would probably limit the audience to a very small number.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, for those who think it's possible, give it a shot. You may be surprised.
So you're online, basically. You've got a Facebook group. You've got a YouTube channel. You're posting this information there for people to consume. And has it been getting traction yet?
Not too much traction, no. I think it's a algorithm thing with YouTube, and there's so much competition.
There's so much Bigfoot stuff out there.
Yes, yes. But I figure like a local outreach, especially on a radio show like Spotlight Connecticut.
Oh, now you're just buttering me up.
This is a Connecticut thing. This is a Connecticut legend. This is a Connecticut heritage. I was very skeptical. I didn't believe there was anything to this. And before my sighting, I didn't think most of the recordings meant much either. But now I'm sharing them in the interest of saying, hey, this is possible. It's not put out there as some kind of concrete proof, because it's not. It just opens up the possibility of something unknown roaming these forests.
Jeff, how can people find you and your community, as you call it, online?
Yes, on Facebook, you can find me as JJ Squatchman Messenger. And on YouTube, look up the Winstead Wildman Research Organization.
What sets you apart from the others out there doing the exact same thing?
Well, in very many ways, I'm doing what they're doing. But I do approach it from an extremely skeptical mindset, like I said. I do try to match those sounds with the wildlife. We do have audio that goes into maybe 100 hours worth. I mean,
wow.
I have so many audio clips that I cannot explain away. And there are encounters I've been having on my walks and my tours in the forest. Just this past week, I had something throw an acorn at me, and it was a very fast trajectory, like a Roger Clemens-type pitch.
Did it come from the top or from the side?
It came from the forest undergrowth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little different then.
Yeah, and it came like a speeding bullet, this acorn, and it went beaming off the log I was actually sitting on at the time.
Well, listen, folks in the audience, we're just about out of time here, Jeff. I'm not here to make anybody make any kind of decision on this. I'm not really making any decision on this other than my just being interested and skeptical. Jeff, this is a great story and very interesting work that you're doing out there in Litchfield County. Once more, how can people find you online?
Winstead Wildman Research Organization on YouTube.
All right. There he is, Jeff Messenger of Mark Hampstead and the Winstead Wildman.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.